This is a reading of The Expanse TV series, as published by Wikipedia on February 2nd, 2024. Hundreds of years in the future, humanity has colonized the solar system. The three largest powers are the United Nations of Earth and Luna, the Martian Congressional Republic on Mars, and the Outer Planets Alliance, OPA, a loose political confederation of colonies scattered across the asteroid belt and the moons of Jupiter and Saturn. The United Nations is a militaristic, ultra-capitalist society with authoritarian undertones, while the Martians have evolved into a corporatist culture. Both ruthlessly exploit and oppress the belter populations of the OPA to gain control of their valuable natural resources. Season 1. UN Deputy Undersecretary Christian Avassarala works to prevent simmering tensions between the United Nations and Mars from erupting into all-out war. Ceres Police Investigator Joseph Miller is tasked with finding a missing young woman, Julie Mao, who has ties to the OPA. The Canterbury, an industrial ice-harvesting ship, and the Martian Navy flagship Doniger are destroyed by unknown stealth ships. James Holden, Naomi Nagata, Alex Kamal, and Amos Burton survive both attacks and escape in the Tachi, a Martian gunship. They rename the ship Rosinante, which becomes the main setting of the series. The crew of the Rosinante, with Miller's help, investigate and eventually discover a biohazard that kills off most of the humans on the asteroid spaceport Eros, including Julie. Christian sends her family away after realizing that a faction within the UN is responsible for the demise of both ships. Season 2. The crew of the Rosinante, along with the members of the OPA, attack the station responsible for the biohazard on Eros, learning that it is an extrasolar bioweapon known as a protomolecule. They attempt to destroy Eros. Miller becomes trapped there and dies when it crashes into Venus. Martian Marine Bobby Draper fights an inhuman figure on Ganymede and later, during peace talks between Earth and Mars, becomes a protege of Avassarala. The crew tries to help a father, Prax, find his daughter. In the process, they encounter and kill a figure akin to the one that Draper fought, now known as a protomolecule hybrid, developed by Jules Pierre Mao. A research ship sent to Venus to investigate the crash of Eros into the planet is stopped dead in the atmosphere and dismantled by the protomolecule. Season 3. The UN declares war as Earth and Mars send science vessels to investigate what is happening on Venus. Political tensions soar as the OPA is recognized as the government of the Belters and Prax is reunited with his daughter. The protomolecule forms the ring, a structure which takes an orbital position beyond Uranus, and all three governments race to send their ships through. After a Belter racing ship slingshots through the ring at high speed, the ring believes the high-speed humans and objects to be dangerous and activates defenses that threaten humanity. Through Holden, a projection of Miller tries to shut off the defenses of the ring and convince the protomolecule that humanity is not a threat. The ring reveals itself to be a massive network of wormholes to other solar systems, each containing a habitable Earth-like planet. Season 4. A land rush to other star systems with habitable worlds begins, with thousands of planets accessible via the ring's wormhole. Refugee ships from the belt and overcrowded Earth are stopped at the gateway. A ship runs the blockade, and the crew of the Rosinante are sent through the portal to investigate the situation on the exoplanet called Illus. The settlers have been joined by an officially backed scientific expedition with private military support, leading to frequent violence between the two groups. The crew fails to ease tensions and decides to find out what is happening on the planet and where the previous civilization has gone. With the help of Miller, Holden reactivates an ancient structure, setting off a chain of cataclysmic events. Efforts to terraform Mars wane as habitable worlds are available. Season 5. A deadly conspiracy threatens Earth as the crew of the Rocinante pursue personal missions while their ship is in dry dock at Tycho Station. Draper and Avassarala investigate the Martian military's ties to a growing threat from a rogue faction of Belters. Marco Inaros, the rebel leader, assembles a Belter fleet and attacks Earth with stealth-shielded asteroid. Season 6. Holden and the crew of the Rocinante fight alongside the combined fleet of Earth and Mars to protect the inner planets from Marco Inaros and his Free Navy. The combined fleet, allied with the ships of Kamina Drummer and other Belter forces, defeats Marco and the Free Navy by antagonizing an unknown alien presence. On a distant planet, a young colonist discovers animals that can resurrect her dead sibling. The Expanse is an American science fiction television series developed by Mark Fergus and Hawk Ostby for the Sci-Fi Network and is based on the series of novels of the same name by James S.A. Corey. Set in a future where humanity has colonized the solar system, it follows a disparate band of protagonists: United Nations Secretary Council member Christian Avassarala, cynical detective Joseph Miller, and ship's officer James Holden and his crew as they unwittingly unravel and place themselves at the center of a conspiracy that threatens the system's fragile peace while dealing with existential crises brought forth by newly discovered alien technology. The Expanse received positive critical response with particular praise for its visuals, character development, and political narrative. It received a Hugo Award for Best Dramatic Presentation and 3 Saturn Award nominations for Best Science Fiction Television Series. Sci-Fi canceled the series after 3 seasons. Amazon later acquired the series, producing 3 more seasons, with the 6th and final season premiering on December 10th, 2021.